Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Kevin Chow, Quality Assurance Specialist for STEP. And STEP deals with making e-books accessible. So welcome to Blind Bargains, Kevin.
Thank you very much, J.J. It's definitely a pleasure.
Great. So for people who might not be as familiar with STEP, why don't you give us the elevator pitch? What's the tell us a little bit about
the
company.
Okay, so it's pretty much mainstream accessible e-textbooks that are 60% off, cross-platform, various assistive technologies will work with it. And it's for people who are in the higher education system.
So these are the textbooks from major publishers? And
yeah, so CourseSmart, one of our partners, is pretty much founded in a consortium of many textbook publishers, around 40 or so. So all the major players and some of the minor ones even, and the folks in between.
Mm-hmm. So how are these books presented? So say I want to get an English book or whatever sort of book for one of my classes. How would I do that, or how does that work?
So the process of finding about the accessibility side of it, one can go to step.gotech.edu.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much the idea is you would spend most of your time on the CourseSmart website.
The regular site.
Yeah. So that's where you would create your account, you manage your book shelf, you shop for your books, you read your book, and it's all done via pretty much the web.
Okay.
So as long as you have... a way to access the web and whatever assistive technology you decide to use. And pretty much it ranges from Android to iOS, OS X, Windows, and so forth.
In whichever web browser you
exactly,
use on the platform.
Exactly.
Do you have to get approved for special access to access books in these forms, or is that just available to anybody?
So that's kind of one of the nuances that one does have to go through. So once you get set up, and if you can either do a trial... where you have access to the first chapter of a book for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But if you actually want to check it out as a text-to-speech user of any kind, you would have to actually email accessibility at coursesmart.com.
Okay.
And pretty much saying that you wish to have the accessible reader because for publisher DRM reasons,
right,
the book itself is rendered in an image,
okay,
which images aren't accessible unless you do OCR.
Sure.
And... so pretty much that allows it so that the actual text is available. And the second thing that's also available is one can request that the book be tagged. So what that allows for is you take these PDF source files and the Alternative Media Access Center, who is a primary investigator and grant and sort of leader behind STEP, is they will mark up the book with headings, lists, paragraphs, tables, alt text for graphics,
mm-hmm,
and pretty much make it so that it's a very rich and pleasant, pretty much web experience.
So if you have, say, like a science book and you have a whole bunch of diagrams,
exactly,
they will add basically alt tags.
Yeah, so they would provide text description.
Mm-hmm. What about for specialized types of books, like math books especially, is there provisions for that? Or?
So that's actually one area that we don't necessarily tag or say that we support, because there's, as far as it comes to electronic information and math, it's very tricky area that no one's exactly figured out yet.
Okay. So if people want to get an accessible book, they email that address. Now, can I do that personally, or do I have to have my disability office do that?
Oh, no. That's one of the things that's very cool about CourseSmart is it's a direct from student to CourseSmart. You don't have to have that middleman.
Okay. You do that per title, or do you just do that once, and then they enable the accessible interface?
So the accessible interface, that's a per account. So as long as you have it enabled for your account, you're good. But then the requesting tagging that specific title, that's
sure,
a per title basis.
Sure. Now, are these all books for purchase, or is there also an option to rent the book for, say, a semester?
There actually, it's a rental model. So for most of the books, it's per semester. But then it's also going to vary depending on what the publisher says, how long a course may require the book for, which can range anywhere from a semester to a couple years.
I would say like a Spanish book, sometimes they use the same book for
exactly,
multiple classes.
Multiple semesters. It can be like 2 semesters.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, and you said the prices are generally about half off compared to purchasing the book outright? Or?
Yeah, anywhere, I mean, pretty much in the ballpark of 50 to 60% off. Mm-hmm. And the good thing, I mean, from people who are blind or low vision or any other print disability, is including dyslexia or learning disabled, is you don't have to go through the process of scanning your book or trying to get an audio version and go through an extra hassle.
What is generally the turnaround after emailing the request for accessibility? What information do they require from you?
The turnaround is very quick, probably within a day, and sometimes within an hour.
Do they need like certification from a doctor, or
they just
need you to request it and say that
just,
as
long as you are send an email to accessibilitycoursemart.com saying you want the accessible reader, That's all that they really require.
Okay. Now, you've also partnered, or you're at least part of a service called the Access Text Network for searching for books, because not everything's going to be on CourseSmart.
Exactly.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So what that is, it's a federated search that came out late summer, early fall of last year in 2011. And it's pretty much, you have all these accessible textbooks now that are a combination of mainstream and still specific to accessibility.
Right.
But no one really wants to spend half an hour to an hour trying to find
searching all
one
these
book.
Different sites.
Yeah, searching all these different sites. So the idea is, you go to the Access Text Network website, and you use their, which at the moment is in beta, their federated search, which will tap into Bookshare, RFBND, which is now Learning Ally, CourseSmart, VitalSource, and several other sources, and pretty much present you...
NLS?
If it's not on there, it will be on there at some point.
Sure,
I'm not
okay.
sure.
There's right. They're still adding providers.
Exactly. So pretty much that's the cool thing about it being a beta. People can request various services or options that aren't on there. They would like to see change and so forth.
And you can search it like by title or ISBN.
Exactly.
Or
so you can input it in either of those options, and then it will present it with pretty much where you can get it from.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as how you get the book and how you access it, it pretty much just sends you to that website, that specific product page on Bookshare site or Learning Ally site or NLS.
Any idea how many books that covers in total? Or it's probably a really hard thing to estimate.
It varies because each one of these providers have so
their
many
own different
books.
Sources.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's probably. So that's been in beta for a few months, and that's going to be a free service, or it is a free service?
Yeah, it's a free service. I mean, you don't have to have a membership or anything. Anyone can use it. I mean, you're just trying to open up the door to universal, accessible e-textbooks.
And how can people get a hold of that?
Probably the quickest thing is just do a Google search for Access Text Network, and then there's a link about their federated textbook finder.
Okay. And Access Text, how do you spell that for our listeners?
ACCESS Text, TEXT. Network.
Great. If people want to get more information, well, you already did about the website. What other ways can they learn more about STEP?
So probably just visit the website itself, which would have information to ATN and AMAC and CourseSmart, which is STEP, STEPP.GATECH.EDU, and contact information and so forth are also available there.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, JJ.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.